Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
A given culture at a particular time and place does not have the right before God to say, well, we're just going to live together and we're not going to have marriage. There is no requirement that one be a Jew or a Christian in order to participate in the sanctity of marriage. It's built into creation. Some people say, well, whatever God gave through Moses in the Old Testament doesn't apply to us anymore, or whatever stipulations God gave through Jesus to his people in the New Testament may apply to Christians, but they don't apply to non-Christians. But any law that God instills in the covenant of creation extends as far as the creation extends. So that if God sanctifies marriage in creation, then the sanctity of marriage would apply to all generations. And a given culture at a particular time and place does not have the right before God to dispense with the sanctity of marriage and say, well, we're just going to live together and we're not going to have marriages anymore. That's an old-fashioned Puritan or Christian concept that's not binding on us. One of the reasons, for example, why the church recognizes civil ceremonies of marriage and does not restrict marriage to the church and grants that the state has the right to regulate marriage is the conviction that marriage is not just given to human beings as Jews or human beings as Christians, but it is given to human beings. That it is in the state that God blesses and sanctifies for the entire human race. And there is no requirement that one be a Jew or a Christian in order to participate in the sanctity of marriage. It's built into creation. That's why ethical issues that touch on the nature of the family, the nature of sexual relationships, as well as the nature of marriage, transcend contemporary cultural considerations. If indeed these things are rooted and grounded in creation, then they can never be treated as a matter of custom.
You've been listening to Ultimately with R.C. Sproul. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe or leave a review in your favorite podcast app. For more information, visit ultimatelypodcast.com. Thank you.